Thank you all so much for coming today. It's great to have you here. My name is Ashley Wennerstrom. I'm affiliated with the Community Health Workers section. I chair the Policy Committee, and that means that I sometimes have the wonderful privilege and honor of moderating Community Health Workers sessions. Yay! So again, welcome. This is the first scientific session at the annual meeting this year that's being sponsored by the Community Health Workers section, so we're delighted to have so many people here today, especially so early. We are going to hear two wonderful presentations today by several different folks who've been real leaders in advancing the community health worker workforce, both in New England and in Massachusetts. I just want to make a couple of quick announcements. Very briefly, I'm going to take moderator's privilege because we actually have quite a bit of time for this session. One is I want you all to be aware that we have a social this evening for the community health workers section. So we'd love to have you all attend. The location should be in your program somewhere. It's in the Lewis room of this building. Also tomorrow night at 6:30, we have the Community Health Worker Section business meeting. Everyone is welcome to attend, and we encourage you to do so if you're interested in being involved with the section and some of the activities that we do outside of the annual meeting. Love to have you. 6:30 tomorrow, location?
A.M.
No, P.M. Darrell's trying to scare me. 6:30 p.m. until 8 p.m. Thank you. Good point, because we do have some 6:30 a.m. meeting. Thank you for the clarification. So 6:30 p.m., much more civilized. So look forward to seeing you all there. Also just wanted to take a quick moment to ask how many community health workers are in the room today. Raise your hand. Absolutely fabulous. I just want to give everyone a round of applause. We in the section always try our very best to recognize the work that community health workers are doing and give them opportunities to present and basically promote community health worker leadership. So I just want to take a moment to recognize all of the folks who are actually doing this work that so many of us just talk about. So thank you all for being here. And with that, we are going to go ahead and get started with the presentations. Our first presentation is Regional Collaborations to Support Community Health Workers, the New England Experience. We have three folks who are co-presenting. It will be Sharon Henderson, Jessica Cates, and Lisa Renee Holderby Fox. We'll take the lead on this. They actually asked that I did not read bios. Just in the interest of time and in the interest of recognizing that everyone's sort of equal in this collaboration, so they didn't want me to read just one person's bio. So they're going to introduce themselves, and we will go ahead and get started.
Good morning. I'm Sharon Henderson, and I am the president of the Massachusetts Association for Community Health Workers Board of Directors. So I welcome you to Boston. How many Red Sox in the house? All right, it's okay. It's all right. We still, you're here really experiencing history, 95 years. So we welcome you to our fine city. And we don't only just have the Red Sox. We have the Celtics, we have the Bruins, and we have our Pats. And we have a whole lot of other wonderful things to see in the city, museums and recreation activities. So we hope that you'll take advantage of all the wonderful things that Boston has to offer while you're here. So how many CHW, we said CHWs in the house, but how many folks here have state certification initiatives around certification for CHWs? Could you just name out a few states? New Mexico in the house.
Working on it in Florida.
Florida. Texas.
California.
And Massachusetts. Okay. And
Michigan.
Good. All good work as we enter a new era of healthcare and public health in America. And it is continuing to be vital that we engage CHWs in health a transformation if it's to happen successfully. So thank you all for coming. I'm sure that many of you have expectations of what you want to get out of this conference, as well as the people that you want to network with. I mean, networking is a really big piece of the work that we do in our work. CHWs can't do the work without the network of the CHWs. So we are glad to have a strong network of CHWs in the state of Massachusetts as well as in the region. I would also like, if anybody has any questions, following our presentation, we'll have some time for questions. I'm just going to kind of give you that setup. During my day job, I am the marketing communications director for YMCAs of Central Massachusetts. And so working with a mantra has been many years of working. I was in the computer industry for 30 plus years and read about infant mortality in the city of Worcester. And Worcester had the highest infant mortality in the state of Mass. And so I took a leave from corporate America, what I thought was going to be a leave, which was supposed to be a 2-year leave, and it ended up being 6 years later working under a federal grant to improve infant mortality, which we were able to do, set up a Healthy Start program in the city of Worcester, cut infant mortality in half, and then I got ready to go back to the for-profit world, and the YMCA said, "You're doing great things in the community." I had the community bug by that time and decided, okay, maybe I can do some things at the Y. So we're out doing a lot of different things, focusing on youth programming, healthy living, and social responsibility. And we are also at the forefront of looking at public health in our communities and how we as an organization can be an outreach to those communities, because we have really huge outreach into the community. And so I'm constantly thinking about how we can do this better and how we get better doing it. So at this point, I'm going to bring up my executive director for Massachusetts Association of Community Health Workers, Lisa Renee Holderby Fox.
Good morning, everybody. And what a strange setup. Thank you. What a strange setup this is, that the presenters have to walk past the projector to get to the podium, but we'll make do and get through this. So again, I'm Lisa Renee Holderby Fox. I'm the executive director of the Mass Association of Community Health Workers. I'm a longtime community health worker. I've been engaged with APHA for many years, so I'm thrilled to really kick off these CHW sessions with the first presentation this morning. And so we're going to kick off by talking about regional collaboration to support community health workers, the New England experience. And as everybody knows, we've got a little bit of business that we've got to do before we can actually start the presentations. So I'm going to read the first disclosure, and then I'll go through the two slides with the disclosures for the other presenters. Lisa Renee Holderby Fox, the following personal financial relationships with commercial interest relevant to this presentation existing during the past 12 months, I have none. And my presentation will include the discussion of off-label use of the following. None. And both presenters, Jessica Cates and Sharon Henderson, have the same disclosure. You guys will hear a lot of those throughout the next couple of days. Each presentation is supposed to start with that. So I thought I would start by telling you a little bit about the Mass Association of Community Health Workers. We are a statewide professional association for CHWs. We were formed in March of 2000, and we were formed as a network. We've since grown into an association. And we were really created to enable CHWs to lead the movement in organizing, defining, and strengthening the profession of community health work. We have about 2,000 folks on our distribution list. About 1,500 are community health workers, so we're really excited about that. And membership to MOTWA is open not only to community health workers, but supporters of community health workers, allies, as well as our membership is open to folks outside of Massachusetts, although primarily Massachusetts is our membership. And then I just want to tell you just one more thing about the association before I jump in to the rest of the presentation. One of the things that MOTWA strives for is to ensure that there's CHW leadership in CHW initiatives across our state. And in that effort, we have developed a really strong policy work. We've developed a lot of policy work, including two pieces of legislation, CHW legislation in our state, the most recent created a board of certification, which you'll hear more about in a little while, And the other thing that we're working on right now is ensuring that there is a code of ethics for community health workers in the state of Massachusetts. The American Association of Community Health Workers created in 2008, I believe, a code of ethics for the workforce. And what we've done is taken that code of ethics and are tweaking it so that it meets the needs of CHWs in Massachusetts. So I want to talk a little bit about the early seeds of our collaboration. And it wasn't only recently that we've been doing some regional collaboration, but it's really been happening for a long period of time. And my first really entree into regional collaboration and regional work around public health was the New England Minority Health Committee. And that committee had representation from all six New England states, including representation from HHS Region 1, which sits in Boston, the office. CHWs were part of that committee, state health departments, community and faith-based organizations, health plans, and many, many other stakeholders. I think the important thing to know here is that it really was one of the first times that people in the region who cared about community health and public health from all different disciplines really came together to move an effort forward. And what I want to say is that this committee, while no longer meeting on a regular basis, was instrumental in making sure that the New England region hosted a health disparities conference every 2 years. And so that really was the planted the seeds for the project that I'm going to speak about in just a moment. Another regional effort was the Community Health Worker Regional Summit, New England Regional Summit. And that came about really because of the relationships that were developed during the Minority Health Committee work. And in particular, a strong relationship between our Region 1 Office of Minority Health and the Mass Association of Community Health Workers was developed. And as part of that relationship, we really began talking about what could we do in the region to promote collaboration and really and truly to promote the community health worker workforce. And so out of that, MACHWA was able to receive a little bit of funding from OMH Region 1, and we created a two-day community health worker summit. And it was, as I said, a regional effort to support the workforce, but more importantly, I think, to enhance and promote continued collaboration in the region. There were several objectives for this Community Health Workers Summit. As discussions were happening between MACHWA and OMH, of course, the main thing we wanted to do was foster regional collaboration. MACHWA, being the CHW professional organization in Massachusetts, really wanted to make sure that we developed a common understanding of the community health worker workforce, and particularly in our region. We wanted to strengthen the public health system's capacity by institutionalizing community health workers, and then enhance collaboration amongst established and emerging community health worker organizations in New England. At the time, as these discussions were happening, there were two community health worker associations in New England, Massachusetts and Rhode Island. I'll talk a little bit more about outcomes, but I think the important thing to know is that as we speak right now, there's actually three associations and one budding group in New England. So at least four out of our six New England states have a CHW organization or network forming or formed. So we had this wonderful idea about a summit. And what I should say is that we got some support from OMH Region 1, but it was limited support. So we were really trying to maximize this limited support and make sure that we had representation from all six New England states. And we wanted to ensure that CHWs were invited to this summit. You know, as you've heard Ashley say and you've heard me say, folks who've heard me speak before, that whatever we do, if we're talking about CHWs, if we're talking about CHW initiatives, CHWs need to be in those rooms as active participants of those discussions. We also knew that we wanted to have health departments, both state and local health departments, funders and payers, education and training entities, federal agencies, associations, and many other stakeholders. Now we're thinking we've got limited resources and we're trying to make sure that all of these folks, or at least representation from all of those folks, are present in the room from all six New England states. I will say it was a little bit challenging, but we were able to pull it off. So I want to talk just a little bit about the summit. It was the first New England Regional CHW Summit. We had a two-day summit with a wonderful keynote speaker, HHS Region 1 Director Christy Hager was our keynote speaker. Day one, we had the opportunity to hear CHW overviews from all six states. It was really important before the conversation began that folks knew where each state was. And we really wanted to know how the states were cross-pollinating each other. We also got a national overview on community health workers from one of the national community health worker leaders who was there that day. We had presentations from the Massachusetts Department of Public Health. And in particular, we asked DPH to come and speak because they have an amazing track record of working collaboratively with community health workers and with the statewide association to promote the CHW workforce. And then, of course, we had a presentation from Region 1 OASH office, and we'll hear a little bit more about that from Jessica in just a few moments. So day one was very presentation heavy. We wanted folks to have the information that they would need to do some work on day two. Day two, folks really rolled up their sleeves and began to do the work. We did a lot of small group work, really talking about how we could collectively and collaboratively promote the community health worker workforce in New England. We talked about who was missing from that room. As I said, we tried to get representation from all six states. In the end, we had that. We had 50 participants. So we had between six and seven representatives from each state. One of those representatives had to be a community health worker. In many instances, we had more than one community health worker representative, but we knew that there were folks that weren't in that room that really need to be part of the conversation. So we spent part of day two talking about that. We also were not going to leave that room before we had next steps. I think we had a great 2 days. People felt really good, were energized, but shame on Machwa, who hosted this summit, if we didn't leave there with next steps. And as part of those next steps, I got folks in the room to make compromisos. So for those who aren't sure what compromisos are, those are really a promise, a commitment to do something when you leave the meeting, when you leave the room. And so all 50 participants made compromisos. And what I will say is that I've been in touch with folks since the summit. I should say the summit took place April 30th and May 1st of 2012. But we were not going to leave there, and I can say that since that time, folks have called me who participated in that summit to let me know how they're doing on their compromisos. So I want you to know that works, and people actually went home and continued to work on those promises and those commitments that they made. As I said, we had, this was 52 because I counted the two staff members that were there, but 50 from all six states. This is the representation of the different folks that were in the room. I think the interesting thing to say here is that we sent out 50 invites, assuming that we would get many folks that said we couldn't come for various reasons. So we had the first 50, then we had a next bunch of folks, then we even had a third bunch of folks to really try to ensure that we continued to have wide representation in the room. The interesting thing is when those first round of invitations went out, not one regret came in. So that told me that folks in our region really and truly wanted to collaborate, come together to talk about CHWs and promote the workforce. A couple of outcomes I'd like to talk about. Continued regional conversations. Those conversations continue to happen every other month by phone call. And Machwa staffs the conversations. Enhanced regional collaboration. We've had collaborations with Connecticut, Rhode Island, New Hampshire, Maine, Vermont. We haven't done as much with yet, but I'm very hopeful. But that everybody's having conversations across these state lines. The development of a New England Community Health Worker Coalition. That's what those continued conversations are. We have an emerging coalition that is on the phone every other month sharing interesting tidbits about what's happening in states, and many coalition members are here in the room. As I spoke about earlier, we are assisting emerging community health worker organizations as well. So I'd like to talk about next steps for a moment, and I'm looking around. Ah, there she is. Jackie, can I ask you to come up towards the front? The next steps for the coalition, I'm actually going to turn this over for just a couple of moments to Jackie Toledo, who is MOCHWA's coordinator, and she is the staff of the New England Coalition. And so rather than hear me talk for a moment about next steps, I thought it would be most appropriate to have Jackie do that.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
So I'm Jackie Toledo, MOCHWA's coordinator. And did you want me to click on the slides or just stay here? Okay. So my perspective of the coalition is exciting because I feel honored in a way to be working with such passionate individuals that are collaborating regionally to strengthen the CHW workforce, which is so important to me. It hits home because I'm a community health worker myself. And so in the other piece is that, you know, that I've been kind of trying to put my hand around this coalition is how untraditional it untraditionally meets, because we've been having the phone call conversations every other month as opposed to a face-to-face. And MOCHWA does continue to seek funds so that we can come together in some form or another summit, but we haven't gotten there yet. And so let's see, I heard you talk about how the coalition stemmed off the summit.
Can you talk just a moment about developing the vision and mission for the coalition?
Oh, yes. So, MOCHWA became, MOCHWA suggested that the coalition start focusing on a leadership that will be widely understood throughout the regions. And, you know, to strengthen this collaborative leadership from within so that to really strengthen the existence of the coalition. And so from our September meeting came the idea of forming sort of a subgroup and to focus the existence of the coalition. And so from our September met, last week was it, or a couple of weeks ago, we're calling it the ad hoc group, and had very much discussion around what we want to see as a vision for this coalition going forward, what we would like it to look like when it grows up 3 to 5 years from now. And we have a draft, it's not finalized yet, but we did have a rich conversation about the shared common values and what we like this sort of utopian dream to look like. Welcome. Thank you.
Thanks, Jackie. Yeah, I just thought it made a little bit more sense to hear from the person who's actually doing the work around the next steps for the coalition. And so with that, I'd like to just transition and ask Jessica Cates to come join us here. And Jessica's going to share the perspective from HHS Region 1 with some of the work and coalition building that we're doing in New England.
Nobody's called me graceful ever, so that's why I was reluctant to sit. I think I was supposed to sit over there, but I didn't want to trip. This was a lot closer from my seat there. So good morning. My name is Jessica Cates. I'm a public health advisor at the Office of the Assistant Secretary for Health in Boston. Our office works with all six New England states, and I'm going to give you an overview. I'm sort of stepping back from the summit for a moment because I want you to be able just to see quickly, and I won't spend too much time on this, just the structure of where our office sits in the federal government and how your regional office can be a support to you as well. Let's see here. Okay. So quickly, Dr. Howard Coe is our Assistant Secretary for Health. He's also a former commissioner of the Massachusetts Department of Public Health. And all of these offices are under Dr. Coe, who reports to Secretary Sebelius. So some of these might look familiar. The ODPHP is actually the office that brings you healthy people. The Office of Minority Health, which Lisa Renee had also mentioned, it's at the regional level, but there's also a national level office that's in Washington, D.C. So these are just, I won't spend a whole lot of time on them, but just so you can see that there are a good number of offices. And as I mentioned, there are regional offices, and they're also under Dr. Coe. There's 10, so you can see, again, all of you have a regional office. And they exist to promote collaboration, coordination, prevention, and health promotion in the region. So they're sort of, they're the voice of Dr. Coe and the other federal parts of OASH that are at the local level. I mean, it's, you know, state, but we really try to work at a community level and work with our partners. So the regional offices have these programs within them. We don't have the number of offices that are at the federal level, but the Office of the Regional Administrator and the Minority Health, those two were the offices that put together just a wee bit of funding for the summit. This office does not have, the regional office of OASH does not have a whole lot of funding, but there are a lot of people that support in the work that's being done at the community. So the other things that are there, women's health, HIV/AIDS program, the Civilian Medical Reserve Corps is an emergency preparedness local resource for preparing in advance of an emergency and responding to emergencies. The Office of Population Affairs is actually our family planning Title 10 program, and they provide grants to states to be able to run agencies to provide family planning. So the main part here is the summit. And I just was asked to really provide some feedback or response to what I thought of the summit, which was really, I actually got to participate by luck, which was my supervisor at the time, a regional health administrator, had retired the day of the summit and asked me to go. And it was really one of the more fantastic things that's been provided to me at the office since I've been at OASH, because I got linked with every state in our region and with one of the most wonderful workforces that I've ever been involved with. The commitment, the excitement, and you'll see there's a lot going on at the federal level with community health workers. But this I got really involved immediately into local work, which was really fantastic in the way that I think the federal government would benefit from, versus, you know, sort of things coming down at the federal level. I sort of got to go with the people that were actually doing the work, and that was really fantastic. So the other things that I suppose I wanted to mention about the summit was just that it was really helpful to me and my federal partners that came. The Health Resources Services Administration was there, Department of Labor. We had a good number of federal partners. I think CMS might have attended as well. And we really got to hear what community health workers were doing in each state and community. We got to hear what was important going forward. So it was just fantastic. And one thing I'll say is the ongoing calls that we were talking about of the New England Coalition, there has been, so it's every other month, and it's been going on for a year, and I think there's only been one call during that time where we didn't have every six states represented on that call. And I just know from other regional calls that I participate on, that participation is, it's not easy to get, but it is for this purpose. The community health workers in our region are really involved and really taking leadership. Quickly, I will just also mention that Lisa Renee participated in a phone call with Dr. Nadine Gracia, who is the Deputy Assistant Secretary for the Office of Minority Health in Washington, D.C. She was very interested to hear about the coalition, to hear about the work that Massachusetts in particular, although it's, you know, as many of you commented, it's going on nationwide, the certification of community health workers. So she had a conversation with Lisa Renee to hear about these things. So it was nice to be able to offer, at a regional level, connection with federal leaders. The Regional Health Equity Council, there's one in every region. They're doing all different things depending on what's important to them at the region. And right now there is a fellow from OMH working on a project plan with community health workers, and Darrell Fox has been very involved. And I think, Darrell, you probably had mentioned that I think one point they sort of came up with this on their own. There wasn't a whole lot of, you know, convincing. The RHEC wanted to work with community health workers. The other thing that I just wanted to mention, which is not, it's not federal, it's not necessarily community level, it's the Comparative Effectiveness Public Advisory Council. And they are housed underneath an agency that is at the Mass General Hospital. They are really formed with clinicians, and they actually discuss a lot of clinical practices, which is why it was really exciting that they took on for one of their public meetings and projects to look at community health workers as part of a clinical team. So they looked at a lot of research. We had a public meeting. A lot of the coalition members showed up to this meeting, gave remarks. They came up with a final report, an action guide. There is a document in the back that has your regional contacts and some federal links. I did not put this on, but if you search for this, it's very easy to find. And my cards are in the back as well. I can help you find this if you need assistance. It's worth reading. I mean, there's some positives and negatives, and it's worth discussing. But it looked at all the New England states, but really has an effect on national progress of community health workers. So I wanted to take a moment to sort of take a step up at the federal level, since we talked about what we've done at the regional level, because there really are, you know, there are a lot of things that are covering community health workers and the interest in the work. And one of them is the action plan to reduce racial and ethnic health disparities. This was released in 2011 following the passage of the Affordable Care Act, and community health workers are in this plan. There is the initiative, the Community Health Worker Initiative, through this is all through the Office of Minority Health. There is also an initiative for NHLBI, and they have done and provided some funding for training of community health workers on heart disease in particular, and looking at programs that would assist African Americans and Latino populations to avoid chronic disease and heart disease. CDC has also done similar in that second document. So that's the top is the action, the action reducing racial and ethnic health disparities, and the bottom is the CDC, and these are on the handout. And this one talks about chronic disease and the importance of community health workers. And it was really interesting for me to see, again, how much people are talking about community health workers in the clinical team. So that's also a good report just to take a look at. And then, of course, the Affordable Care Act. You are, you know, community health workers are in the Affordable Care Act as really leaders and, you know, a part of the medical profession and team now. The other thing that I just wanted to mention quickly, also created by the Affordable Care Act, is the CMS Innovation Center. And they have been providing funds for states and other entities to do, I guess they're sort of looking at models that are either models of payment, they're models of providing services, to see how we can look at things differently. I mean, CMS usually just pays bills. That's what they used to do. And now with the Affordable Care Act, they're starting to look at prevention. A lot of it is because they want to prevent costs, but you know, they're really knowing now that they are not just a payer anymore. They need to be a prevention agency. One thing I quickly wanted to mention, this is an innovation grant recipient, and it's a New England Asthma Innovations Collaborative. It came out of the Health Resources and Action Asthma Regional Council, and they were given funds to be able to look at a multi-state, multi-sector partnership that includes insurers, payers, and they're looking at reducing costs and improving the quality and life of people with asthma. The reason why I wanted to mention this is it was really a 10-year relationship of folks that worked with asthma, and our regional health administrator was very involved in the beginning of just starting to get payers together, participating on this team. And the importance really is that, you know, the community health worker piece is really integral to this project. I mean, they are trying to work on proving that there's cost savings, that it's improving lives. And so it's really, again, it's important. It's CMS seeing how important community health workers are. The last thing I wanted to mention before we talk sort of again about the regional perspective of how to approach your region is a new Medicaid rule that came out in July. And they allow states now, and this is effective January 1st, to consider reimbursing preventive services provided by community professionals. They may not be licensed, but they provide preventive services. And this is, you know, it doesn't have to be, but this is community health workers. This is something that you all might be really interested in, something that you might want to talk to your states about using your coalitions. These are, you know, this is a really wonderful opportunity that you might want to look into, that you know, people keep talking about. I hear how grant funding is so difficult. It starts, it ends, they look at community health workers, there's great outcomes, but then it's ended. And this is an opportunity for ongoing funding. And the other thing I had wanted to mention and neglected to earlier, but this just reminded me, community health workers are now acting inappropriately and fantastically so. They're involved in some of these innovation grants just as, you know, advisors. So, for example, in Connecticut, I think it's the Southern Connecticut AHEC was asked to participate in the state committee of creating an innovative model for the state. Maine Migrant Health Program was also awarded a CMS innovation grant to work on a model there. So it is important to be involved. I am so glad that partners and the federal government is really saying community health workers are important, they're professionals, and we need to have everybody involved in making our system effective. Making sure that we are promoting health equity. You know, it's not all about saving money. It's prevention and health promotion. So the most important piece really about this is that my message really wants to be is the regional offices are available to you. I will go back and ask our regional health administrator to talk. She has, but I'm going to mention that we had this session, and reach out to her colleagues at the management level of each OASH regional office and mention to them that the regional offices need to reach out to community health workers. And you don't need a coalition. I mean, we've heard a lot of a few of the New England states say, you know, well, we're not where, you know, Massachusetts is, or we don't have a coalition yet. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You're doing the work. It doesn't matter if you're working on certification. I think the federal government and your regional contacts need to know about the work that you're doing. And my impression of, you know, our peers at the federal level and regional offices, everybody's very approachable. They should and want to hear from you. And again, I don't want that to be all on you to approach the federal government, so I will go back and ask our regional health administrator to speak to her colleagues and let them know, that they should also reach out to you and hear about what you're doing. And, you know, funding may become available. There can be participation. They can help you reach other federal partners if you needed someone from CMS to come speak to you or to hear about some of the innovation awards in your area. We are available to collaborate. I guess my main message again is to reach out and that we're here for you. And it's, you know, personally been such a pleasure, professionally and personally, for me to work with community health workers. So it's something that I would recommend to any of my colleagues at the regional health offices. So I think we're done. So thank you.